Our next article is called Attuned to God's Call. Congregations discern purpose through national initiatives. It's written by Aaron Strebus, content editor of The Living Lutheran. Ina Getzinger loves to knit. A maker of shawls for parishioners who are ill or hospitalized, she says a prayer for healing with every stitch. But her pastor, Edwin Weber, said Getzinger didn't see her knitting as a calling until their congregation, St. Mark Lutheran Church in Spokane, Washington, implemented its Communities of Calling Initiative programming. After that epiphany, Getzinger shared her gift in an intergenerational knitting luncheon at St. Mark this past February. Within a couple of hours, the number of prayers stitched into the world multiplied. These are the fruits of the Communities of Calling Initiative, a 5-year ecumenical project begun in 2019 to help congregations grasp the importance of vocation, said Jane Patterson, project director, hosted by the Collegeville Institute and funded by the Lilly Endowment. The initiative includes 14 congregations, among them St. Mark, and 3 other ELCA churches. Each congregation applied to participate in the initiative, which invited them to plan new projects and/or enhance existing ministries using a calling framework. During their 5-year journeys, congregational representatives will meet for joint workshops at Collegeville to learn and share stories from their contexts. Laura Fanucci, who directed the initiative in its first year, said the project empowers individuals and members of congregations seeking to do God's work. God is calling each of us, all lifelong, she said. But it can be hard to hear God's call, so we need the wisdom and practice of Christian discernment to form us in habits of listening and responding. The vocational habits or practices passed on to participants are storytelling, listening, discernment, action, and reflection. In year 2 of the initiative, Patterson said, congregations had to contend with the pandemic, and as the situation evolved, they returned to vocational questions explored in year 1. What are our core callings, and how do we live into them now? When Stephen Zeller, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Cole Camp, Missouri, introduced members to the initiative in 2019, he began with the basics, sharing a vocabulary of vocation and preaching a series of sermons on the topic. I'd said there'd been a robbery and the church had stolen the word call, Zeller said. I'd ask how many of us feel like you have a calling. The usual response was, I never wanted to be a pastor. God calls us to wholeness of life, and that's both in our jobs and relationships and our everyday living. Prior to participating in the initiative, St. Paul member Jean Halen didn't recognize callings in ordinary life. I used to think call is something that comes from outside of us, something people heard if they were special enough to be called, she said. I now believe call is something that's built into all of us. It comes out of who we are created to be, who we are before our true self is buried by oughts and shoulds. In the second year of the initiative, Zeller, his wife Kimberly Noel Zeller, another ELCA pastor, and St. Paul's Community of Callings Committee offered programming such as a virtual retreat on lament and loss, and an internship program for young women led by Noel Zeller. For the internship, the young women met over the summer with a variety of individuals via Zoom or in person with physical distancing to discuss callings. Participant Cameron Shear said in a Facebook post that the internship helped her figure out that God's calling for me is not confined to what I want to do with my life. I'm called to be a daughter, friend, student, athlete, and a big sister. such personal revelations have given way to a fresh understanding of community engagement in Cole Camp, Zeller said. This has given us a new life to see ourselves actively participating in God's kingdom here, he said. Located blocks from where George Floyd was killed by a police officer in May, Holy Trinity Lutheran Minneapolis was vaulted into participating in God's kingdom on earth as the congregation joined in the community in its grief and outrage. Ann Schruten, a staff member of Holy Trinity, said involvement in the Communities of Calling initiative prepared the congregation to answer the call of the moment, which meant providing personal care items to protesters and later becoming a neighborhood food pantry. When deciding upon our initiative theme last fall, that everyone has a story worth hearing, we couldn't have possibly known how our church would be thrust into living out this belief in the midst of the uprising that has called us all to be more humble through acts of listening and more tangible acts of advocacy, compassion, and love for our neighbors, she said. At the same time, members of Lake Park Lutheran Church in Milwaukee took to the streets to advocate for racial justice. Its pastor, David Dragseth, echoed sentiments regarding Lake Park's activities. It was not a big leap for our mainly white congregation to participate in a lot of the advocacy and protests following the death of George Floyd, to do the work that our entire city needs to do. I didn't perceive that the initiative was going to prepare us for this cultural shift, but it really did. Who would have thought that Lutherans talking about the priesthood of all believers is going to lay the groundwork of things that we just can't imagine? Lake Park's involvement in the initiative is unique in that it incorporated its partner congregation in El Salvador, Llano El Coyo Iglesia Luterana, in its programming, and even planned some joint trips for 2020. The pandemic has delayed those plans, yet Dragseth has kept in close contact with the leaders of that church, and this year he said their relationship has morphed into mutual conversation, where we discern where we're supposed to be and do in this time. Both congregations are offering virtual worship, which makes it easy for them to join each other's services or programs on occasion. A year earlier, the Salvadoran congregation artwork inspired a project at Lake Park. Member Aaron Boyd, a professional illustrator, created a mural in the church building that reflects the diversity of Milwaukee's civic leaders. This and other activities inspired by the initiative represent an openness to being called as a church and as a nation to listen to stories that have traditionally been ignored, Dragseth said. The church can be a place of that, and it's pretty powerful what difference it makes for our community, he said. This passion for stories and listening lies at the heart of the initiative. As you tell the story of today, tomorrow, or the next day, you begin to know how God is present in your story and how to listen for the presence of God in someone else's story, Patterson said. Congregations, she explained, are saying, "This is what we learned about God when we did those things."